The most important thing your MHK will do when elected is to make decisions. It's very important to understand how they'll do that. Which is the most important when making decisions? Facts or public opinion? I'm joined by Alistair Ramsey. We're chewing the facts. Alistair, facts or public opinions?
That's a pretty fundamental one. I think that by and large, and this isn't just the case in the Isle of Man, I think politicians tend to be driven and reactive to what they think is public opinion. And I think in the Isle of Man, that can be a couple of people phoning the member up and bending their ear.
And I suppose that's one of the reasons why you need things like the Isle of Man newspapers, Manx Radio, social media, I suppose, so politicians can get a feel for what public opinion is. Public opinion not always right, would you say?
That is absolutely a fundamental one. I guess, strictly speaking, philosophically speaking, public opinion can be wrong. I mean, the public who supported the Nazis in Germany in the 1930s were undoubtedly wrong.
Yeah. And of course, it's a very difficult question for an MHK to answer this, isn't it? You know, you can't, if you ask your politician on the doorstep, is public opinion more important than the facts? What are they going to say? Of course, they're going to say public opinion. But if the facts say something different to where public opinion is, perhaps it's more difficult to get to the bottom of this question.
Yeah, and I think one of the issues we have in the Isle of Man is that we don't measure public opinion in a sort of scientific way that they do in bigger countries. So what's perceived to be public opinion can be a very noisy, tiny group of people. In my experience, and possibly yours, Manx politicians are very sensitive to this kind of, my phone is red hot on this one, because four people have phoned the member up. And that can really sway things, I think, at the highest levels.
Yeah. And I suppose the other element to this whole important issue, I mean, there is nothing more important that your MHK will do than make decisions. I mean, some of them like to sort of push them out. They'll get an expert in, or a consultant, or a select committee will be established to make the decision for them. But making that decision is really quite vital. And I suppose another question you could ask your MHK is, who do you think you'll listen to the most? The public, the civil servants who are paid to know about particular issues, or your fellow politicians? How do you think prospective politicians might answer that question?
Well, I think they'd emphasise that their constituents reign supreme, and that's understandable. I think there's a tendency, once members are in there, and I've noticed it quite a lot in the earlier days of this last government, for the kind of new, inexperienced members to kind of follow the crowd a little bit. There's a bit of groupthink goes on sometimes.
Yes, and of course, having been in there myself in the Keys, one of the hardest things is not to get lost in the Tynwald bubble, the Comyn bubble, the department bubble, wherever you might be. Because whereas you can and probably will understand the issues to a far greater and deeper extent than anyone outside can understand these things, it's not always, you're not always right.
No, and of course the other thing is that the facts themselves, although you need to have a good understanding of the actuality of something, will only take you so far. And expert consultants will only take you so far. The ultimate decisions are a kind of political judgment that takes into account lots of kind of values, just the way you see things politically, which isn't scientific. So I guess it's a mix of everything, really.